Good evening, everyone, from Gustavus City Hall. It's 7 p.m., and I'd like to call the April 25, 2022 special meeting to order. Madam Clerk, may we have a roll call vote? I mean, a roll call, please.
Councilmember Makowiak?
Here.
Vice Mayor Bishop?
Here.
Councilmember van der Zanden?
Here.
Councilmember Sharman? Councilmember Sharman?
Looks like he is muted. Councilmember Sharman, are you? I think you're muted, so we haven't heard you respond on the roll call.
Okay, we'll come back to Councilmember Sharman. Councilmember Furr.
Here.
And Mayor Taylor.
Here.
Okay, and Councilmember Lewis is not here tonight. Councilmember Sharman, did you get your sound figured out yet? Mayor, you could try unmuting him. I don't have a host capability right now, but you could unmute him and see if that helps.
If I hit the ask to unmute, doesn't it do it?
No, just hit the little microphone.
Oh. Didn't unmute.
Councilmember Sharman?
Is that for you?
Well, we...
No.
It's 7.
I know.
We just heard. Councilmember Sharman, come on.
All right, Councilmember Sharman, are you there?
Shit. My thumb slipped and I pushed one instead of two.
Lewis, you're unmuted now.
Unmuted now.
Okay.
So I'm going to take that as he's here, and we have 6 council members present, and quorum exists.
Thank you, and thank you all for being willing to tune in for this special meeting tonight. We'll try to make it quick. I'll read the vision statement here to get us going. We envision a distinctive community that prospers while and by protecting its natural resources, with a sustainable economy and infrastructure that assures public health and safety while promoting personal development and initiative, and where all members take social responsibility and actively participate in decision-making affecting growth, development, regulation, and enforcement, and in which people retain a closeness with and caring for each other individually and collectively while working together to accomplish community goals and preserve community traditions. Moving forward with our very brief agenda tonight, we have no minutes to approve. The next is mayor's request for agenda changes. I have no request for agenda changes. Do any council members have a request for an agenda change for any reason here? Okay, seeing none, the agenda is set. We have no community or no committee reports or staff reports scheduled. We do have public comment on non-agenda items. And I don't know if we have, it looks like we have some members of the public here. So this comment period is for non-agenda items only and is not intended for discussion. If you would like to make public comment on non-agenda items at this time, please click the participants icon and then the hand icon to raise your hand. If you do not have that option, unmute your phone. The clerk will add you to the list and re-mute you until it is your time to speak. State your full name when speaking and refrain from speaking if your comments have already been addressed by another speaker. Please do not use profanity and be respectful in your comments. You will have one opportunity to comment here and again during public comment before the end of the meeting. Comments should be kept brief, 2 minutes only, please. So do any members of the public wish to offer any comments on a non-agenda item? Okay, I'm not seeing any hands come up. We'll have another opportunity later. Did I miss somebody there?
Yeah. Yeah,
Judy.
Hello.
Oh, hello. Hello? Okay.
Yes. We're not sure how to raise a hand. I'm sorry. So I just unmute myself. Is that the same thing like raising a hand? Can you hear me?
Right. Yes, we can, and we'd be happy to hear from you at this time.
Okay, yes, actually, Janusz wanted to talk, so yeah, I was just playing with the computer.
Hello, can you hear me?
We do, Janusz.
So I would like to make a public comment. We actually sent a letter to the city council members in regards to the city business. We are an internet service provider, Byte Networking, Fiber Alaska. We provide, I think, very good service to the community. And we recently applied for grant. We were successful in that. And the grant brings broadband service, 25 megabits low latency service to many essential communities in the state. To our great surprise, we were told by the first administrator they may be interested, maybe not, but probably not. And then we told the mayor, and the mayor, and this is everything is in the letter that we sent, but the mayor plainly, told us that our service is not good, and that's why the city is not gonna acquire our services. So we would like to hear why is that, and we were kind of surprised because we really think that we work very, very hard to bring the good services to the community, and we provide community service, internet service to the Gustavus Library, which is run by the city, to the city, the DRC.
You have 5 seconds.
Yeah, and so anyway, we would like to have a hearing that. City can explain
yourself. Okay. Thank you, Janusz. Do any council members have a question for Janusz here? Okay, I don't see any more. Thank you. Do any other members of the public have any comments on a non-agenda item? Okay, I'm not seeing any more, so we'll move on the agenda. We have no ordinance for public hearing tonight, and we have unfinished business from previous meetings. And that brings us to the item that for our special meeting tonight in under new business. That is the introduction of FY13 NCO departmental budgets for FY22. And this is the an NCO to move money into a budget line so that we can write checks for the Grandpa's Farm Road Bridge, a project that is 100% funded by the Fish and Wildlife Service, but we need to write checks in advance, and then they will immediately reimburse us. So we have to have money in a budget line to cover our checks and to cover our purchase order. So this is not actually a new, an additional expense for the city at all, but this will allow us to write checks to the consulting engineer for reviewing the bridge design and cut sheets from the contractor, and for doing any other engineering backup, say for a change order that may come up. And we will be making a deposit payment to that will go to the contractor and then on to the manufacturer of the bridge that's part of the agreement with them. So so that made it necessary for us to make this little move of our money so that we had it in an official line for writing those checks. And I believe Council Member Sharman has a motion on this item.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move for council approval the introduction of FY22-13NCO departmental budgets for fiscal year 22 for public hearing on May 9th, 2022.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
I'll second.
Okay, we have the 2 seconds there from the Vice Mayor and from Council Member Muscoviac. So let the clerk choose which one to record there. Thank you. So it's been moved and seconded to introduce FY22-13 NCO departmental budgets for FY22 and schedule it for public hearing on May 9, 2022. Do any members of the public have any comment on this budget item? If so, please raise your hand on the Zoom. Okay, I'm not seeing anybody, and hope I'm not missing anybody. So we'll close the public hearing on this. Do any council members have any comments on this budget item? Okay, seeing none, will the clerk please call the roll on the vote?
Council Member Furr?
Yes.
Council Member Vander Zanden?
Yes.
Council Member Sharman?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Bishop?
Yes.
Mayor Taylor?
Yes.
Council Member Muscoviac?
Yes.
Motion passes with all in favor.
Well, thank you very much. That will help move this along. And the status, if anybody's wondering, is we gave the notice to proceed to the contractor right after our, the day after the award at the last meeting. And the contractor gave the go ahead to Western Wood Structures to design the bridge. They should have that design completed shortly here, probably this month. And they will return that to us. We'll have our consulting engineer review the design and make sure it fits the overall plan. And once that's approved, we'll issue a second NTP for them to construct the bridge package, ship it up, and for the contractor to install it. We're hoping to do the work in early August. So thank you, everybody, for your support on this so far. With that, we can move on to, we have no city. Well, are there any city council reports? Does anybody have a report they wish to give on a on a project they're doing for the council? Okay, I don't see any there. Any city council questions or comments? Any city council members who wish to bring up something or comment on an item other than the agenda? Okay, I'm not seeing anybody. This brings us back to the second opportunity for public comment on non-agenda items. Do any members of the public have any other comments on a non-agenda item? I'm not seeing any hands come up. Janish, I think Mr. Kunat has a comment again.
Well, this is actually Ella. Hi. I want to comment on the same thing. I don't know if Janish was clear. We're just wondering how we can put actually our question on the agenda, or if we can hear anything, maybe officially get a letter or any response from a council. I don't know if anybody had a chance to read our letter yet. And also just clarify that what we're offering doesn't cost anything. That just wanted to stress that the city was offered free internet for 2 years and free fiber optic pickup. And that doesn't mean that you have to drop current services. That would be a great backup, and it's free. Never heard of anybody anywhere not taking such an offer. So we just would like the explanation why this happened. And just please comment on this if you could. Thank you.
Thank you, Ellen. We don't do back and forth here, but I will confirm that all the council members got your letter and everybody's had a chance to review it, I'm sure. Do any council members have a question for Ella?
Mike, this is Lewis. I don't have a question, but I think it would be really helpful if you could just reply to them in a letter or an email or something. I mean, it's a reasonable request, and I get the feeling they're feeling that we're just kind of blowing them off here. So anything we can do to allay that concern would be very helpful, I think. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Lewis. Do any other council members have a question for the commenter? And thank you. I can send them something on that again. We did reply to them by email originally when their offer came in, by the way. And I've had a conversation with Janis Schumpnett on the phone, but we can do a more formal reply. Okay, are there any other members of the public with a comment on a non-agenda item? Seeing none, I guess that's, we'll close the comment, public comment on non-agenda items, period. We have no executive session. So do any other council members have any other business that we've somehow missed in this? Okay, I guess not. So with that, we'll adjourn the meeting. But first, let me once again thank you all for being willing to tune in for this special meeting and get this important item done. And we'll see you all for the work session next Monday night. Good evening.